the Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Some Sadducees, those who say there is no resurrection, come to Jesus and ask him a question. Teacher, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies, leaving a wife but no children, the man shall marry the widow and raise up the children of the brother. Now there were seven brothers. The first married and died childless, and the second and the third married her, and so in the same way all seven died childless. Finally, the woman also died. In the resurrection, therefore, whose wife will the woman be? For the seven had married her. Jesus said to them, those who belong to this age marry and are given in marriage. But those who are considered worthy of a place in that age, in the resurrection from the dead, neither marry nor are given in marriage. Indeed, they cannot die anymore, because they are like angels and like children of God, being children of the resurrection. And the fact that the dead are raised, Moses himself showed in the story about that bush, where he speaks of the Lord as the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. God not of the dead, but of the living, for in him all of them are alive. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Once again, we read about a group of people attempting to discredit Jesus and his ministry. This time it involves the Sadducees, who question Jesus about the resurrection. These conservative, aristocratic folks strongly denied that the dead could be raised. Was it because there was no mention of the resurrection in their holy book, the Torah? Or perhaps they hadn't related any of their life experiences to this concept of resurrection, new birth, new life coming from death. Even though the Sadducees doubted, there was a widespread belief and hope of resurrection that was shared by Jesus and his disciples. I am resurrection, and I am life, says the Lord. Whoever has faith in me shall have life, even though he dies. And everyone who has life and has committed himself to me in faith shall not die forever. These words from John's Gospel, though comforting, don't explain exactly what happens when we die. This morning I invite you to ponder what resurrection means to you, what it means. A library containing an endless supply of books, chocolate chip cookies that are weight friendly, tall frosted glasses filled with mint tea and ice cubes that never melt and meet, curled up in a cozy recliner, passing the time reading. If that's the place that Jesus has gone to prepare for me, I accept Christ uses this image of angels to speak of the resurrection. Indeed, they cannot die anymore because they are like angels and are children of God, being children of the resurrection. And one little girl said, angels that work for God and watch over kids when God has to go do something else. Or angels in charge of helping and healing sick animals and pets, and if they don't make the animals get better, they help the child get over it. Angels. What is your image of heaven? Revelation? Anybody want to share?
Mm-hmm. Dark chocolate.
Works for me. As for me, I know that my Redeemer lives, and that at the last he will stand upon the earth. After my awakening, he will raise me up, and in my body I shall see God. I myself shall see, and my eyes behold God, who is my friend and not a stranger. This promise from the Book of Common Prayer that's read at burial service assures us of a fulfillment of our relationship with God, our friend. And the other day at preaching group, we meet once a month, Reverend Jim Kelly was sharing a story about when he was a very young boy and his dad died, and he was trying to make sense of it. And his grandmother assured him with these words. She said, "Heaven can be whatever you make." Sometimes we just don't have the answers to these heavenly questions. In response to the Sadducees' search for an earthly answer to their heavenly question, Jesus provided a very succinct answer. He affirmed that resurrection and afterlife is different from earthly life. He pointed out that resurrection life is not meant to be a mere extension of earthly existence. Rather, it is a radical transformation into a completely different, unimagined state of being. A radical transformation into a completely different, unimagined state of being. And Jesus' response to the Sadducees reminded me of a book that I share with folks who are grieving the death of loved ones. The book speaks to resurrection without mentioning the word resurrection, or heaven, or God's kingdom. It presents this image of transformation into an unimagined state of being in a way that most folks can relate to. And it offers comfort and hope to believers and non-believers alike. The book, titled The Next Place, illustrates the author's perception of the transformation that takes place when we die. Warren Hansen, the author, describes this next place as unlike any place I've ever been or seen or dreamed of. Beyond the rainbows above the sky, we'll know that we belong there. Free of everything we held on to, or that was holding on to us. There will be no room for darkness in that place of living light, where an ever-dawning morning pushes back the dying night. The next place that I go won't really be a place at all. There won't be any seasons, winter, summer, spring, or fall, nor a Monday, or a Friday, or December, or July. I will not be a boy or girl, a woman or a man. I'll simply be just simply me, no worse or better than. My skin will not be dark or light. I won't be fat or tall. The body I once lived in won't be a part of me at all. I will finally be perfect, without a flaw. I'll never make one more mistake or break the smallest law. I will travel empty-handed. There's not a single thing I've collected in my life that I would bring except the love of those who loved me and the warmth of those who care. Happiness and memories and magic that we shared. Though I'll know the joy of solitude, I'll never be alone. I'll be embraced by all the family and friends I've ever known. All those ex-husbands of the widow. Although I might not see their faces, all our hearts will beat as one, and the circle of our spirit will shine brighter than the sun. I'll cherish all the friendships I was fortunate to find, all the love and all the laughter in the place I leave behind. All these good things will go with me. That'll make my spirit glow. And that light will shine forever in the next place that I go. Amen. a radical transformation into a completely different, unimagined state of being, I am all in. It's just not right. Once we establish our faith in what happens when we die in that age to come, then we can concern ourselves with living out, with practicing those transformations in our lives, those resurrections in this age. My sister has pretty much given up her attempt to find housing in San Diego. Due to an increase in rent, an additional $400 per month, she can no longer remain in her apartment. Lack of affordable housing may force her to switch off, relocate to another city, or perhaps another state. Her experience with this radical transformation into a completely different, unimagined state of being has been extremely distressing and challenging. She's been praying about her job for years, unhappy with the amount of physical labor, the personnel, the hours. The thought is answering her prayer by forcing her to make this change. Most recently, I began verbalizing, preaching at her, encouraging her to quit her job and move back to Nevada. Trust in the power of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit that moves through us individually and in community, motivating and inspiring, that restless, relentless Spirit who sometimes creates chaos. Embrace that Spirit, I tell my sister, during this time of transition, and just trust in the energy of resurrection for new life to grow. For new growth to emerge, we have to let go sometimes of the old, let it die, and be open. And Esther Duvall writes, the first step in listening, learning, and changing is to see that different is not dangerous. The second is to be happy and willing to live with uncertainty. And the third is to rejoice in ambiguity and to embrace it. It all means giving up the comfort of certainty and realizing that uncertainty can actually be good. So picture my sister standing on the edge of a diving board, the very edge, and she's almost ready to jump in the water. She's almost ready to let go. Having gone through that extremely difficult transition of retirement, from teaching and finding new employment, I, splashing about in the water, I'm just enjoying the swim, shouting, jump, sister, jump, you can do this. And glaring at me, she's thinking, well, that's easy for you to say. You have your faith, you own your own home, you receive a very comfortable pension from the state of Nevada. Would you take this leap of faith? Jump, sister, jump, I shout all the louder. And we've been talking like this back and forth for a few months now, and last week she sent me a text. And it's a picture of a person standing on the edge of a cliff. A little tiny person, and it says me. And above, kind of behind the person, is a large hand labeled skull. But the fingers are poised to flick that skull. But at the bottom of the cliff, actually engulfing the side of the bottom of the cliff, is a larger hand that's open, and it's ready to catch the person. It is labeled more God. God, more God. So I think that my sister is going to jump. So pray for my sister, because when she jumps, she's going to go to Ely, which is not nearly as warm as San Diego. So pray for her to keep warm, and pray that God will give her some strength until she figures out what she's going to do. I invite you to pray for all our siblings in Christ that are seeking earthly answers to those heavenly questions, and better understanding of what resurrection is in that age and in this age, and all those who are facing radical transformation into completely different an imagined state of being. N.T. Wright writes, Jesus' resurrection is the beginning of God's new project, not to snatch people away from earth to heaven, but to colonize earth with the light of heaven. And that happens.